I'm hoping in my lecture to talk about one very important form of identity, that's to say national identity, the ways in which and the extent to which across the centuries people have felt themselves part of the same national community over and against other nations, other states, other countries. And I'm trying to look at the ways in which and the mechanisms whereby people have come to feel that, but also I'm trying to look at the limitations to that sense of national identity and the ways in which that sense of national identity are undermined by competing alternative collective identities, especially those of religion and class and gender and race and even civilization. So what I'm hoping to argue is that nation is indeed a very important aspect of collective human identity, but it may not be the most important, and it certainly isn't the only one. I'm not sure what the hierarchy of collective identities is. Indeed, I'm fairly sure there probably isn't really a hierarchy at all. But in addition to a collective sense of national identity, there are the identities of religion, the identities of class, the identities of gender, the identities of race, and if certain people in America are to be believed, the identities of civilization. So there's a whole variety of different ways in which people think of themselves as being part of a greater collective unit. And while undeniably the nation is one of those, it's not the only one. I think national identities are in a considerable state of flux at the moment. That's partly because we live in a globalised world where information no longer knows any national barriers. One of the reasons the Berlin Wall came down was because IT meant that, as it were, the Berlin Wall and the Iron Curtain couldn't be sustained any longer. I also think now that the pattern with global elements of migration on a large scale means that many nations now are much more multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-religious than they were in earlier times. That would obviously be true of Australia. And that, I think, in turn, in some ways, either redefines a sense of national identity or in some senses undermines it, depending on your point of view. Well, I think there are different notions of what a national identity is, and that of itself can be a contested subject, so that I think what the Tea Party movement thinks that the national identity of the United States is that it's Middle America, it's white, it's Anglo-Saxon, and it's Protestant, whereas I think other people are saying, no, America is a multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-racial melting pot. It always has been. It's that more than ever now. And so we have one identity for America for some people, which is rather narrowly and exclusively defined, and we have another identity which is much broader and more inclusively defined. And I think that is a very big issue at the moment for America, about what the nation really is, what's the nation you belong to or feel you don't belong to. But I also think it's true that that debate in America is replicated in many other countries, probably including this one.